It was a cold day, Kansas City. Cold day, kind of like today is in Kansas City, I understand from the weather. It was below freezing. It hadn't really snowed much, but it was just bitterly cold, and there was a wind coming from the north. And like Kansas City can be, it just kind of chilled you to the bone. But we had been shopping, my friend Gary and I had been shopping for books at a theological bookstore there in Kansas City. Gary, my friend, he's a Church of Christ pastor, but don't let that bother you. He really is an okay guy. Dear friend of mine. And he and I debate constantly on all sorts of theological and political issues. We have a good time. We often agree to disagree, and that's okay. And Gary and I were out trying to get a bit of fresh air, because, you know, being in a theological bookstore, it's real stuffy, and lots of hot air in there, friends. And so we just had to get out and get some breath, and so we had a bite to eat, and we were walking out in the park trying to walk off a few of those calories from all of that wonderful Kansas City barbecue. Kind of hard to do. And we were out walking and talking about baptism. And I was talking about this book I had found on Christian baptism that was speaking of and teaching essentially what I believe about baptism. And he and I were having a conversation. Of course, he's Church of Christ. Church of Christ believes in baptism for believers only and by immersion only. So in his opinion, I wasn't baptized. It's interesting observation on his point. He said, well, I mean, you know, you were sprinkled when you were a baby, right? And I said, yeah. Ira Galloway over at Walnut Hill United Methodist Church baptized me when I was less than a year old, just a few months actually. And he says, well, that's not really baptism. And so we got to arguing and debating over whether or not it was really baptism. And then we were standing kind of in the middle of the park, and there's this really big fountain behind me, and we were talking about it, and I noticed I had a shoelace that had come undone. So I knelt down to redo the shoelace while we were talking. And as I stood up, he reached out and pushed me on the chest, back, and I fell into the fountain. Splash! And as he did it, I heard him say, be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And under I went. Submerged into the ice-cold water. And I came up saying some unchristian things about my friend Gary. And as we were drying me off and putting me in the car and turning the heat on and getting me back to his house, I was telling him, thank you for that remembrance of baptism. Thank you for that reminder of the shock that it is to become a member of the body of Christ. See, that's what baptism is all about, my friends. It's not how you do it, the mechanism by which you baptize, by sprinkling, by pouring, by immersion. As a believer or as a baby, it is irrelevant. The method by which one baptizes or the age and believing status of the individual involved. Baptism is about being plunged into Jesus Christ. Now, let's take a look at the word baptism. It's a cognate of the Greek word baptizo, which is a verb, which means to submerge, to plunge into, to place into or within, as in to sink and keep there. It doesn't mean to dip and bring out. The verb is very clear. It has a temporal sense. There is another Greek word for to dip and bring out, bapto. It means I dip. No, baptizo has a temporal sense, to place within and keep there. In other words, the RMS Titanic was baptizoed, to make up a word in English, into the Atlantic Ocean. It was sunk and it stayed there. It was submerged into, and it's still there today. Likewise, each of us in our baptisms are submerged into Jesus, submerged into his love, submerged into his grace, submerged into his real presence, submerged into his powerful, life-transforming reality. We are submerged into him, into his body, the church, into His presence, spiritual and physical here today, we are submerged into Christ where we stay. Where we stay. We are submerged into Him, into His life, into His death, and into His resurrection life. We are submerged into Jesus, and we stay there. We're never brought out of Jesus. In baptism, we stay in Christ. So, as I said to my friend Gary on the way back to his house, I am trying to dry myself with a coat, which is not very easy to do in a cramped car like I was, and sopping wet clothing in 20 degrees Kansas City weather. And I'm sitting there trying to dry myself off, and I'm saying to him, "We remembered my baptism today because I was never removed from Christ. Since my baptism, I have always been in Jesus." Now, I might have been walking around with my back to Christ, but I've never denied Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've never turned away from Him. There have been times when I've been, you know, tired, exhausted, sometimes even wondering if this calling that God has on my life is worth a hill of beans. But I've never denied Christ. I've always been within His presence. Even if my eyes have been closed, my ears have been stopped up, and I have been ignoring Him, nevertheless, He's been there. And I have been within His encompassing arms. My friends, remembering one's baptism simply means that we remember that as God said to Jesus and about Jesus, "This is my beloved Son. In Him I am well pleased." So also God says to you and to me, "You are my beloved son or daughter, in you I am well pleased." Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you. But I can't remember my baptism, you may say. You, like me, may have been baptized as a baby. I can't physically remember my baptism. Well, guess what? Can you remember yourself, the Lord's Supper? Almost 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, Jesus gathered in the upper room with the disciples. He took bread and He took wine. And He told, "Do this in remembrance of me." Do you remember that event? Were you there? You weren't even physically there, my friends. How can you remember with your mind and your memory that event? You can't. To remember here means something somewhat different than to bring to your memory the event. It includes that, but it means more than that. I like, and this is not Greek or anything, this is simply using English. Think about the word remember. It's made up of member and re. And re is the prefix meaning to repeat. Remember means to be brought back into membership with that which you're thinking about. Brought back into memory. Brought back into presence of that which you're thinking about. Hence, when we remember Jesus Christ in the sacrament of Holy Communion, we are being brought back into that very act, that very sacrifice He made for us on the cross for our sins, in that very giving of His flesh and His blood for our eternal salvation. We are brought back into remembrance with that eternal sacrifice. And He fills us with His grace and peace and makes us one with Him. Likewise, in our baptisms, when we remember our baptisms, especially if you were a baby when you were baptized, when we remember our baptisms, we are brought back into membership with that very event, with that very gift of grace, with that very gift of initial prevenient grace that goes before anything that we do, that fills us and empowers us and gives us a thirst to want to know God, and gives us truly the grace we need to turn to Jesus again and make that profession of faith. We are brought back into membership with Jesus. When we remember our baptism, we are reminded, and in a metaphysical way, we are brought back into that very moment when we first were plunged into Christ. and made one with God. In that very moment of baptism, each and every one of us was gifted with grace we don't deserve, we don't merit, and we do nothing to receive. That's one of the principal differences between Gary and myself. Gary believes to this day, sincerely believes that baptism is something that believers do. That it's something that a believer does to profess their faith in Jesus Christ. I, Methodists, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Episcopalians, Roman Catholics, Eastern Orthodox, disciples of Christ, I and we believe that baptism is something that God does, to which we respond. God's gift of grace, accepting us, wooing us, calling us to enter into Jesus Christ our Lord. And He takes us and gathers us in and gives us the grace we need to say yes. My friends, today as we remember our baptisms, as we are brought back into remembrance of that event which for us might have happened a year ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, or 38 years ago, or 68 years ago. It matters not when it occurred for you. For God, it's all one moment in time, and we are brought back into remembrance with His love and presence. We are called to be brought back into remembrance of the fact that we live in Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend Gary, as I was changing clothing and getting dry and getting warm again, I went back into his living room where he was standing there, and he had this interesting look on his face, a cross between a smirking laugh and concern. He said, "Are you angry with me?" And I said, "For what?" And he said, "Well, for pushing you into the fountain." And I said, "No. Oh, I'm a little bit peeved with you for making me wet and cold. And if I get a cold, you'll never hear the end of it from me." It's been 10 years and he still hasn't heard the end of it from me. I got a cold. But I said to him, "No, I'm not angry with you. You gave me a reminder of the shocking reality of what it means to be in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is a refreshing, life-transforming, and indeed sometimes shocking event. And being reminded of what it means to be in Christ Jesus can be a lot of warm fuzzies. But my friends, it can also be a shocking event when we realize we haven't lived up to what God calls us to do and be. We haven't lived up to the promises we made and the promises that were made for us in our baptism, in our confirmation, in our profession of faith. We haven't lived up and appropriated the grace and employed it in our lives and by faith in such a way that God's grace turns and sanctifies us. We haven't truly been the kinds of disciples that God calls us to be. Being remembered to our baptisms brings that to mind sometimes. It brought me to mind that day of where I had been remiss in a few areas of my life and ministry and called me to repent and to move forward. And I hope and pray that here on the second Sunday of the calendar year, I hope and pray that we might take this moment when we remember our baptisms today, that we might take this moment to allow the grace of God in our baptisms to shock us again into the realization that we have service to perform, we have vows to fulfill, we have a calling to live, and the principal and most important and indeed the one aspect of it which makes everything else possible is that we have a calling to live in faith. And to live by faith, and to live eternally in faith in Jesus Christ. We have that calling. And if we're failing in faith, if we're failing to literally walk by faith and not by sight, then we're failing in all the rest. I hope and pray today that as we remember our baptisms, we might truly be remembered to that grace which transforms us and can shock us into action, into faith again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.